It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, please.
Oh, my.
How you doing?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
We're going to talk to Doris Probst. Wonder if she's any relation to Jeff Probst, the Survivor guy.
I see it in the eyes.
She is the hog calling champion.
Yes, she is.
She is on the line with us right now. Before we get to Doris, let's go to Ryan in Rochester. Ryan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's happening? You got a... Go ahead.
I have a suggestion for a tattoo for Rob.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It would be a nice portrait of you know, big Adolf Hitler.
Yes,
but
of
with
course.
One of the hair implants for just the mustache.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I'd play the crickets, but I've got the pig standing
Even
by.
They're
sleeping.
E-Jack.
Thank you very much. E-Jack is true. Thanks for the call. Let's get Doris on. Doris on here. I've got pigs in the background. Hello, Doris Probst.
Yes.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
How are you today? You having a good day?
Oh, I'm having a good day.
Now, I have to tell you that I'm very thrilled to talk to you because you have blazed a new trail. You are actually the very first woman to win the hog calling contest. Is that right?
That is correct.
That's got to make you feel incredibly good.
Oh, yes, it does.
Boy, you must be amazingly proud of this. And how long have you been practicing, hon?
Not really been practicing much at all.
Really? You haven't been practicing?
Wow, you're great.
No.
Doris Probst from Effingham, Illinois.
Yes.
How are things in Effingham?
It's effing hot.
It's pretty cool here today. It's
warm. That's Illinois. You don't really think, you know, I think Illinois, I don't think country, but Illinois's got a lot of country, doesn't it?
And oh, yes, it's a lot of farm
Not country. In Chicago, though.
Is Effingham, and I just love the name of that town.
Me too.
Is Effingham a very rural community, Doris?
It's a lot of rural country, a lot of rural.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of effing pigs there?
Oh, yes.
Doris, I should tell our listeners, became the very first female winner of the hog calling contest held Sunday at the Illinois State Fair. We've got video of Doris's performance at MikeOmerishow.com. Do you have that ready to go, Rob?
Do you want to roll that?
We'll play the tape version,
yes,
and we'll talk to Doris for a while. But then, Doris, we hope we can get some live performing from you if we can. Let's play Doris's winning hog call at the fair this past weekend. Sounds like Curly. Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doris, my God.
Rooting, squealing.
And we're doing a disservice. You really have to see it.
Yes, the Michael Phelps of hog calling. How much practice does it take? And have you actually called hogs with that?
I've called hogs when I was younger, but not for a long time.
So you really do call hogs with that. And, I mean, that type of sound and all those different sounds you made would make them run to you, right?
I suppose they would. I haven't, you know, really been around hogs for a long time.
I would think it would scare them.
I would be terrified.
You're a dairy farmer, so where did you pick this up? How did you acquire this talent?
I was raised on a hog farm.
Ah, there it is.
When I was younger.
And what do the judges look for when you're in this competition,
Doris? I think how the audience react to you and how, you know, they react to different people.
So it's entertainment as well as just being able to call the hogs.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of entertainment.
Now, how come this competition is dominated? And is that what's that in the background there? Is that a PA? You're not like in an ER or something, are you?
Oh, no. I'm at home in my house.
Oh, very good. Okay.
My daughter's in the house.
Oh, your daughter's in the house.
Does she call pigs?
Does she call pigs? No, she doesn't call pigs.
How old are your kids there, Doris?
I have a 12-year-old and twins that are 16, and then I have a 23-year-old.
My goodness, you've been doing a lot of birthing over the years. How come this competition is dominated by men, Doris?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you think we've entered a new era in hog calling? Are you paving the way for lots of other female hog callers?
I don't know. There might be a bunch that'll come next year to
Well, getting back to the female question, though, Doris, I mean, are there many women that enter the competition each year, and is this the first year that you've entered it?
This is the first year I entered it, and I have no idea if any other women's entered it before because this is the first time I ever went and entered it.
Well, honey, what separates you from the rest of the hog callers?
I guess just the way I holler the pigs.
Yeah, it must feel good because I know that traditionally it's been a men's club. And for you to break that barrier, does it feel great?
Oh, yes.
You've broken the glass ceiling on the barn, as it were.
I love it when my friends try to help me here. Will this change your life, Doris?
I have no idea.
Do you enjoy pork products?
Yeah, we eat a lot of...
Really? What's your favorite?
We eat a lot of pork burgers.
Pork burgers?
Did you say pork burgers?
Yes.
Please do explain what a pork burger is.
It's just ground up beef, and they got seasoning in it, and it's a lot like a hamburger, but it's only made out of pork.
Oh, so but instead of beef, you use pork.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like it might be a lot more tasty if you... But what kind of seasoning do you put in it?
I know the Locker makes them in our area.
How about sage? Is there sage in it?
There probably is some.
Yeah, delicious.
When it comes to sausages, are you a link or a patty person?
I'm probably a link. Mm-hmm.
A link person. Right. I'm a link. But Rob, what about you? Are you a link or a patty person?
It depends. If it's breakfast, I like the patty.
When you were growing up, did you have like a pet hog or a favorite hog that you enjoyed hanging around? You know, everybody, I think of Babe, Pig in the City. And you think of Charlotte's Web.
We petted a lot of pigs when we were growing up as kids. And my brother, some of them would try riding the pigs.
Sure.
Oh, ride the pig. Now that sounds fun.
Are pigs smart, Doris?
I think some of them are smart.
Now, when you were on the hog farm, like, did you have to do all the stuff? Like, I actually, and I can say this, I am not a rural person, but I actually did participate in the slaughtering of a pig one time, and it was pretty nasty.
It is pretty nasty. We did slaughter pigs when I was a lot younger because my dad used to do that.
How young were you the first time you saw a pig get slaughtered?
Oh, probably... Second grade, third grade.
Was that a traumatic experience for you?
Oh, yeah. I can hardly stand to watch it.
At any time when you were eating as a youth, did your father ever name what was on your plate?
No.
Did he ever say, like, that's Hector or there's Harold or anything
like
that?
No, he never did.
Okay,
so
he was nice
that
way.
What are some other things you like to cook?
What other things do I cook at home?
Yeah, like, do you have a specialty?
My kids like my meatloaf for a while.
I'll bet. You use pork in that? Some people do.
No, I use hamburger.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, the one thing when I heard you in the middle of that recorded hog call, and hopefully we can get you to perform live for us, I would imagine what I heard through that was that you have a little bit of a kind of a quality in your voice where I bet when the kids get really out of line, you can really let them have it. Are you a good yeller?
Oh, I holler at my children. Yes, they know.
All right.
That's good.
Well, Doris, I have to ask you, are you ready for a little demonstration here?
Oh, I suppose I can.
We would love that.
We would love to hear your best. And what I'd like you to do, as opposed to doing it right next to the phone, you're in your kitchen, right?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you put the phone down and go across the room a little bit and give us a little, and then we'll see how it sounds. Then come back to the phone and we'll see if it sounded okay, and hopefully we'll only have to do this one time.
Just step back a few feet.
Do you mind doing it that way?
Yeah, she's getting
ready. All right, this is Doris Probst, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, she's bracing the children.
Doris, are you there, darling?
Well, she won't hear if she set the phone down. Mother of four.
Yeah, I knew going across the room.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Doris?
Yes.
Doris, you're so very talented.
Other than the honor of holding the crown or whatever it is, did you get a prize?
Yes, $150.
$150, that's all?
That's it.
What does second prize get?
I don't take anything.
Banjo? Nothing at all. Banjo on the knee.
It was $30.15, I think. But I'm not real sure.
And will you? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Buzz.
Banjo made a ham. Anybody win one of those?
Banjo made a ham.
Not that I know of.
All right. Silly.
Will you defend your title next year?
I might have to go back and try it.
Well, God bless you. And your kids are there. Is your daughter there?
Yes, she is.
Is she proud of mommy?
Oh yeah, she's proud.
Rightly
so. That's
cool.
Well, what's for dinner tonight, Doris?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, wow. You have to have some idea.
You haven't planned it. My God, it's late in the day.
It's 3 o'clock here.
Oh, that's true. They have an extra hour.
An extra hour. It's still 3 o'clock. You think you might go out for dinner this evening?
No, probably not, because we have to milk cows.
You know what's
good? Oh, you're milking cows. You're right. You're on the dairy farm. Right.
Yeah, I live on a dairy farm now.
What time do you get up in the morning?
5:30 is when we start milking.
5:30. And do you like use all your own dairy products, like in your house? Do you do that, like skim the cream off and all that good stuff?
We drink our own milk. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's got to be great.
How about cheese? Do you like cheese?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you bake?
Yes, I do a lot of baking, and my daughter does milks the cows most of the time.
Well, and is your daughter? Can your daughter do any hog calling?
No, I don't think she's ever really tried a hog calling.
Are you going to teach her? Are you going to train her?
She's shaking her head no.
No. Are you going to enter any more hollering contests?
Probably not this year.
Oh,
I don't think there is any.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate chatting with you. And Doris Probst, congratulations on being the hog calling contest. Give us one more on the way out, okay, Doris?
Okay.
All right, real loud now. Here we go. This is Doris Probst, hog calling champion. All right,
yay, Doris.
And then you can hang up because we'll hang up on you, okay? God bless you, Doris.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you, Doris.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you. That's her. She's the hog calling champion. What
she
a
does
wonderful
a lot
lady.
Of baking.
She's a very talented woman, Rob Stewak. Yes.
Rob, this is the interview that's going to get us the Peabody Award.
All right. Let's go to Charlie in Triangle, Virginia. I don't think he's a hog caller, but back on the original subject of tattoos. Charlie, you got a tattoo with hair coming out of it?
Charlie has very tattoos, Mike.
Is this the same Charlie?
No, not every day.
I promised you I wouldn't call, but I had to wait.
Now, first, wait a minute. What kind of phone are you on?
I'm on a cell phone, sir.
Well, it sounds like you're like on a speaker phone or something.
It's an echo.
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Is your wife Cher there, too? And are you going to say, and what does he say at the end? What is his little slogan that he has?
Free Ireland.
Uh-huh. Free Ireland.
Well, that's actually one of my tattoos in Gaelic.
Ah.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy. But you say it every day, every time when you call.
No, I won't say it this time.
I will not call you back
after today for a long, long time.
Take the speaker function off of your phone, please.
Hold on.
Oh, there.
It's already
now,
better.
Now you sound better.
All right.
Oh, that's so much
better. No, we haven't banned anybody on the new show.
No,
Mike.
We have not. No. We haven't not. But I mean,
do not want to be banned, but I had to weigh in on the tattoo situation, and I did want to say that was the single greatest radio interview I have ever heard in my life.
Sure. Okay, we appreciate it. Now, we were talking about tattoos. Rob's thinking maybe. Rob is not as serious as I am, but I'm flirting with the idea of maybe getting a little Red Sox logo up on my right shoulder.
Mm-hmm. But can you offer me some indigestion
when we have Charlie on the show.
Can you offer me some insight, Charlie, about the hair being incorporated into the tattoo, just as a curiosity factor? Is it
a graft? I have seen that, but mostly, believe it or not, in a tattoo magazine one time, I saw a woman who had Fidel Castro down below there.
Yes.
And the hair down below there was
all right, is that your contribution? How's your lovely wife, Cher, doing?
My lovely wife, Cher, is doing good.
All right.
Mike, I just wanted to tell you, if you get a tattoo, Rob, everybody, make sure it means something to you.
Yep.
Make sure when your kids look at it, you can be proud of it.
All right.
Because I have several tattoos that when I grow old, I'm going
to
be.
We're not talking
proud
to Charlie
after
he's finished.
One last question.
Sorry. Goodbye, Charlie. Thank you very much. No, the one
now
thing
we'll
he said.
Know.
Yeah, good. I don't want to engage Charlie in any more dialogue. The one thing I did think about when we were having that discussion about tattoos before is you have to think about that one factor.
Sure.
My kids are very much in my mind on that.
Yeah.
And, it's just, frankly, I could see my daughter Catherine's face if I got like a Red Sox tattoo. She would look at it and go, ugh.
Exactly.
Does she like the Yankees?
No, she likes the Red Sox, but she's looking at a sports tattoo on her father, and it looks kind of stupid when
you
do
that.
That's
what dads do. That's what men do. I should be all right with that.
Buzz, I do like the idea that I'm paying off a bet. Not really paying off a bet, but that I said to a guy, hey, if they do it, and it meant an awful lot to me when they did it.
True to your word.
But
sure.
The other thought was maybe the my daughter's name's on
either
arm.
How do you think they feel about that?
Well, the guy I was talking to was pretty hardcore with it. He's like, yeah, you can get a portrait and give it to the tattoo artist, and they can put the...
You know what?
Then you're getting into like Venezuelan prison stuff.
Here's an idea. Go to Google. Do you know the Google feature?
I know the Google. It's like G-O-O-G-L, right?
That's right.
That's on the computer, right?
The E is silent.
Is that where you have the computers?
What you got to do is left click and search bad tattoos.
Right, tattoos.
And see how the portraits come out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody suggested having your daughter's initials, one on each sock, like a K on one sock.
Let me see yours again.
On the other, okay?
Let me see.
I need to get mine touched up because it's not as the points are not as sharp as they used to be. But I like it a lot.
And it's kind of macho.
Yeah, I like it. It's an armband.
It doesn't suit me. I could never do that.
You would actually get the TCB.
But
listen to this. Something that really means something to you.
You think I don't love Elvis Presley?
I think you love Elvis Presley, but I think you love Elvis Presley like someone would love a TV show.
I love TV, too.
No, I think he loves it more than that. I think he loves
He's
Elvis
actually sketching the TCB.
Something about
picture.
Like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course, it wouldn't look like a retard.
No, it's a great. I know the logo.
It's a very cool logo.
But you would look at that in the mirror, and because that means... So your motto, is that your motto, taking care of business,
too? Not particularly,
too?
But I mean, there's
What
business.
If you got the TCB logo with freedom of constipation underneath it? I think that would be wonderful. Let's go to Steve in Manassas.
That'd be nice.
Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Steve?
I'm fine, Mike. So enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call you about the tattoos.
Okay, and there's certainly a lot of tattoo parlors in Manassas.
Yes, I went to one and got my first tattoo at age 44.
Okay.
It took me a long time to decide what to get.
Right.
And so I'm incorporated because I care about my kids like you do.
Right.
I got a tattoo design and had my kids' names incorporated in it.
Okay, so you got a design with the names incorporated.
Well, I looked through the tattoos that they have on the walls and in the books, and I actually picked out a wolf. And then on
a wolf.
Wolf, and below the wolf are my kids' names.
I see. Did you make like a talking balloon so that the wolf was saying your kids' names?
No, I didn't do that. I thought about it, but I didn't.
Okay.
But it incorporated the kids' names into the face of the wolf?
No, it's just the wolf, you know, I tried to think of something.
This wolf happen to work on CNN's The Situation Room?
No, it's not Wolf Blitzer.
Well, you know, there are a couple of good ones out there, and I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. And really... The more I think about it, the more I would have a lot of fallout if I did it. I really, really would. But we'll see what happens.
You know what, though? I think you have to agree with me. You would have to tell your mother.
Of course I would.
You couldn't do it.
Why? I don't get that.
Because we're responsible. We're not like
We're
not like a hedonist like you.
What mom doesn't know is not going to hurt her. Why?
Well, she's going to see it when she bathes me when I go home. Let's go to Jamie.
I forgot.
Jamie in West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Jamie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, all you need to do is get a hold of J-Dubs and ask him how he feels every time he looks in the mirror.
What does J-Dubs from The Hideout say about his... J-Dubs
it
has
means nothing
stupid
to him.
Tattoos.
They're all Betsy laws.
I mean, Dubs put crap on without any thought about
anything.
It. I've never heard what he says about... What does he say about his tattoos?
I've never really gotten that opinion from him, sir.
Well, then why did you say what he said? I thought you were indicating that he said something, sir.
Well, I think what he's saying is someone who has had so many tattoos that
he's got to regret some.
Yeah, I would imagine he would. I'd like to actually talk about him personally, but he doesn't. I mean, he tattoos his body on a regular basis without putting any real thought into it.
I'd love to know not what J-Dubs thinks, but what his mom thinks.
His mom the janitor?
Yeah, she cries into her mop bucket every night.
I don't know. These are the things that we worry about on the show. I don't know why it's been on my mind, because I'm riding the bike a lot in the warm weather. That's why. I'm thinking about doing it.
Maybe because... The end is closer than the beginning.
Yeah.
Mom,
you know what? Everybody accused me. You know when I started getting accused of a midlife crisis? When I was 30.
Really?
That's when I got
it. That's when it starts.
This may be the real one, though.
For you.
The tattoo, I believe, is the thinking about doing that.
Mom, I'm all grown up now. I'm getting a tattoo.
The two Red Sox right here.
Uh-huh. I know what you mean.
Just the two Red Sox.
And
kind of fun.
Writing, just the dripping socks.
Just not dripping. They're not going to drip.
I said drooping.
I thought you said dripping.
They don't droop either. They're neatly hung.
They kind of droop a little. They're not like bad like the Redskins' lazy arm.
You know, you can have your kids' names worked into the design. What's the design? Satan.
It's a wolf.
It's going to be Satan. All right, these and more pressing issues of the world when we come back. Lots more fun and more thrills, and we'll have the Hollywood Buzz.
Cool, man.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, and get ready, 5 and 10 challenge will be coming up on the show today.
Get ready,
your
America.
Chance to win wonderful, incredible prizes. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.